Husband in the whole world. Oh, well, naturally, it was very expensive, but Ricky says nothing's too good for his little wife. Oh, well, I have to go now, Carolyn. I'll see you Thursday at the club meeting at Ethel's. Goodbye, dear.
Lucy.
What?
Do you realize that that's the seventh person that you called telling them I'm gonna get your mink stole?
Yeah, I know.
Lay off the phone, honey. I'm waiting for a very important call.
Oh, all right. Oh, baby! Did I thank you properly?
Yes, but do it again. You got the best thank yous in town. You know, I wish you would make such a big point about how expensive it's gonna be. After all, I'm getting it wholesale.
Shh. No one's supposed to know that but you, me, and the minx.
What's the difference? Who knows?
I want people to think you love me retail, not 40% off. Oh, I can't stand it. A mink stole. M-I-N-K-S-T-O-L-E. On my very own. Oh. Hello, Marge. Guess what Ricky's getting me? A mink stole. That's right.
I wonder what's keeping that guy.
Well, and when he told me he was going to give it to me, you have no idea. You know what he said?
Lucy!
Well, thanks for calling. Thanks very much for calling, Marge. Goodbye.
What are you going to do? Call everybody in town?
But, Ricky, a mink stole. A mink stole. I never had a mink stole before. A mink to a woman is like...
I know. But if I hear you say mink stole once more tonight, you're not going to get it. Understand? All right.
But you can't stop me from thinking about it.
I wonder where this guy could be.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, Ethel, where have you been?
Downtown.
Guess what? Ricky's getting me a... No, I'm not allowed to say it. Guess what Ricky's getting me?
I haven't got time to play games. I gotta go get my dinner.
No, wait a minute. This is very important. Ricky's giving me a present.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, guess what it is.
Okay. Give me a hint.
Well, Ricky is giving me something, something that every woman has always wanted from her husband.
A divorce?
No. It's something to wear. What does this look like?
A diaper?
No, Ethel, be serious.
A shawl.
A necktie.
You be quiet. Now watch.
A burglar?
A burglar. Ricky's giving you a burglar to wear around your neck? Now watch. What's he doing?
Stealing?
Stealing.
Steal?
Steal?
Stole? 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 Oh, a stole!
Yes! And now, what kind of fur is it?
Fur?
Yeah.
Fox?
No.
No.
Smaller than a fox?
Yeah.
Rabbit?
It's,
than a rabbit?
Gee, can't you just see the girls when I wear to the meeting Thursday?
Oh, they'll just die. Oh, that's the best news. I gotta go now and get my dinner.
Okay.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry I kicked you, honey. Sorry I kicked you so hard. That was kind of stupid of me, especially right now, huh? You're not mad, are you?
My father always said to me, el que le da de comer al padre ajeno pierde la mano y pierde el pan.
What does that mean?
Don't kick the shin that stole you.
Here we go. We say goodnight to Daddy. Say goodnight to Daddy.
Good night, boys.
Say goodnight. Say goodnight, Daddy. Say good. Oh, come on. Say goodnight to Daddy.
Oh.
Well, honey, I guess he's just tired.
Sure, he's tired,
yeah,
Mama.
Yeah, you should have seen him today. He was all over the place.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
want to walk a little bit for Daddy?
Oh, come on. Show me how you can walk.
This. Take this.
Here. Here,
come on,
Mom.
Show Daddy how you can walk.
Here. Come on over here.
Show Daddy.
Come on, Daddy. Come on. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Look at that boy. Oh, that's wonderful,
man.
Come on, say nighty-night, puppy.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, say nighty-night.
Good night, Ricky. Here, honey.
There we are. Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Wave bye-bye to puppy.
Goodnight, sweetheart.
Wave bye-bye.
He's sleepy, Mommy.
Yeah, goodnight.
Goodnight, boy.
Little man is sound asleep.
Yes.
When is Mrs. Trumbull gonna get here?
Any minute. You know, I always think it's so silly to have to get a babysitter to go across the hall to the Mertz's to play canasta.
Well, the price is right. Nothing an hour, double for overtime.
Well, I guess it gives her something to do.
Yeah.
She's an awfully nice woman.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, hi, Ethel. Sure, what's on your mind?
Honey, we're gonna be there in a minute. Why don't you talk then?
Oh, well, yes, honey, it's your turn to have the club meeting this week. Well, I don't know, Ethel. The last two times it was your turn, I had it here.
Now, you can't have the club meeting here.
Shh, be quiet. Well, besides, if I have it here, what excuse have I got to wear my mink stole? No, I can't leave all the windows open. Oh, I know. Well, maybe I could have it here.
No, you can't have it here.
Will you please be quiet? Yes, dear, I understand.
Lucy, I want to talk to you for a minute.
Shh. All right, dear. Okay, I'll have it here. All right.
What's the matter with you? Are you crazy or something? I told you you can't have that club meeting here.
I'm sorry, Ricky, but don't you know why Ethel never wants to have the meeting at her place?
Sure, she's smart. She doesn't want to go through that mess.
No, because she's ashamed of her apartment.
She's ashamed of her apartment?
Yes.
Why?
Well, you know, the wallpaper's all stained and the furniture's so crummy.
Well, I'm sorry, but you can have that meeting here. Marco's coming over Thursday. We're going to work on arrangements all day long.
Now, you certainly can change that.
Besides, every time you have that meeting here, it takes you 2 days to get ready for it, 2 days to get over it, and the place is a mess while they're here. Oh. It'd be simpler to paint the Mercer's apartment.
Hey, that's a wonderful idea.
What?
Paint the Mertz's apartment.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't mean that literally.
Well, I'm taking it literally. That is a sensational idea. We'll have a painting party. The four of us will paint the Mertz's apartment.
We're not gonna do any such thing.
Why not?
Look, Fred knows how to paint. It's his apartment. If he wanna fix it up, let him do it. My father always says, no te metan a donde no te llamen.
What does that mean?
Don't meddle in other people's business.
What did your father ever do but sit around and think up corny sayings? Besides, it's not meddling. If they don't want it painted, they can say so. And if they do, you certainly can spend one afternoon helping our dearest, closest friends, can't you?
Well...
And you will?
Okay.
All right, I'll go get Mrs. Trumbull. I'll tell her to hurry, and then we'll go right over and tell them. Quiet, peaceful valley over there. And the lonely, oh, so lonely. Fred, Lucy, and Ricky will be here in a minute.
That's good.
We'll go change.
Change?
Well, you don't expect to stay dressed like that, do you?
Well, from the tone of your voice, I guess I don't.
Go on, get fixed up.
It's only the Ricardos.
It's the principle of the thing. Go on, and put on a necktie.
Necktie?
Yes, a necktie.
Necktie. I don't know. Ricardo's
the corner.
Gotta get a necktie.
Come in, come in. Hi, girl. Hi.
Hi,
Fred. Where's Fred? He'll be out in a minute. He's showering and dressing. Fred Mertz.
Well, you didn't have to get all dressed up just for us.
Fred Mertz, you march right back in that room.
Now, wait a minute. I have something to tell you.
What?
Well, come here, Fred. Ethel, you know how your apartment is.
What do you mean?
Well, the way it looks. Let's face it, it's sort of, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't use that kind of language.
Yeah, well, Ricky and I thought it might be fun to have a painting party. The four of us could paint your apartment.
A painting party?
Yes.
And paint this apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Well, what color do you think it ought to be?
Oh, let's see.
Who's going to pay for the paint?
Well, there goes that idea. Let's play canasta.
Well, those are things you got to find out.
How ungrateful can you be? I wouldn't be surprised they called the whole thing off now.
Why?
Because you just don't ask questions like that. When they offer to give us a party, that obviously means that they supply everything. That is, unless they've changed their minds after your rudeness.
Have you? No, we haven't, have we, Ricky?
No.
Oh, that's
a good idea.
That's the best idea you've ever
had. Here and there wouldn't hurt this place at all.
Well, let's see now. When we paint it, we ought to paint it some real bright color.
That's what it needs, a real bright color.
Orange would be nice.
Orange? Oh, don't be so silly. Then, after it's painted, all we'll have to do is buy new furniture and we'll have a whole completely redecorated apartment.
Now, wait a minute. What's this about new furniture?
Well, after it's painted, we can't leave this ratty stuff in here. It'll just show it up.
Sure.
Now, just a minute. You're not going to touch this chair. You're not going to touch that lamp.
That lamp.
No. You're not going to touch that table or that chair he's sitting in either.
Well, that only leaves the ashtrays.
Oh, I don't know. I just got this stuff broken in so it's comfortable.
Oh.
How can you say that, Fred? Look at that chair. It's all lumpy and sags in the wrong places.
So does Fred.
Never mind.
Well, if we're not going to get new furniture, you can just forget all about the painting.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, come on, let's play canasta.
No, you listen, Fred.
Now you listen. You're not going to touch this furniture. It's all stuffed with feathers. Every bit of it. Why, they don't make furniture like this anymore.
You can say that again. Well, I've lived in this miserable rat's nest for 20 years. I guess I can live in it for 20 more.
Oh, now, Ethel, we'll think of something. I know. How about...
How about you button out for a change?
Well...
Oh, now, don't cry, honey bunch.
Don't you honey bunch me, you penny-pinching old goat.
Who's a penny-pinching old goat?
If the penny fits, pinch it.
Okay.
Te lo estoy diciendo por 13 años. Que no te metes en la vida, que no te metes en la vida, que no te metes en la vida.
Speaking. And the craziest thing of all, they're both mad at me.
No.
I just can't understand people. Try to help them and they turn on you every time.
Well, I...
And don't say I told you so.
Well, I did tell you so.
I know, I know. You told me, your father told me, everybody told me.
Why don't you admit that you were wrong to go there and butt in?
All right, I admit it. I made a boo-boo. From now on, whatever they do is their own business. I've learned my lesson. I'm through.
Good.
Boy, this is a tough one.
What is?
Trying to figure out how to get Fred and Ethel back together again.
I give up.
What's the matter?
What were we just talking about? And now you're getting ready to butt in again. Just butt out, will you?
I can't go through life with a boo-boo on my record. Besides, they're our dearest friends, and it's our fault that they're fighting.
Our fault?
Well, my fault. And I know how to straighten it out, too.
Well, I'm not going to listen.
Well, I'm going to say it anyway. Where's that magazine? You see, if we do the painting and don't get the furniture, Ethel will be mad. If we do get the furniture, Fred will be mad. So there's just one thing to do. Paint the furniture and upholster the old furniture. Did you hear me?
Paint the furniture and upholster the old furniture?
Yes.
You mean paint the apartment and upholster the old furniture?
Yes.
I didn't hear you.
Now, look, I don't mean that we're going to have it done. We're going to do it ourselves.
Do it ourselves?
Sure, there's an article in here. It's easy. Look, here it is. Now, look at this. Right here.
Who's going to pay for the material?
You sound more like Fred Mertz every day. Now, look, Ricky, we've just got to do it. We'll pay for the material.
Okay. But that means that your mink stall is going to be cut from here to here.
All right, if that's the way it has to be, come on. But that's certainly hitting below where my mink belt used to be.
Come in.
Hello, Fred.
Oh, it's you.
What's that you're eating?
My breakfast.
A bottle of beer and a salami sandwich?
Well, that's the only thing I know how to cook. Ethel's locked herself in the bedroom and won't come out.
Well, that's why we're here, Fred. I have a plan that'll fix everything.
Please, from now on, your channel doesn't come in on my set.
He'll listen to you, Ricky. You tell him I have a wonderful plan that won't cost him a cent.
My scatterbrained wife has another half-witted scheme, and if you listen to it, you're out of your mind.
Boy, did I suffer in that translation.
Well, what's the plan?
I want to tell you both together. Did you lose something?
No, I didn't lose something.
What's your plan? Well, we thought that we would paint the apartment and upholster the furniture ourselves. We'd leave in all the lumps and sags, and that way everybody'd be happy.
Hey, That's a good idea, isn't it, sweetie?
That sounds fine, honey bunch.
There's an article in Better Homes and Gardens here. Why don't you get me? I know how
to do it. Okay, we'll buy the material. Let's not go all over the house.
Well, I'm all through with my wall. Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Hey, that didn't take very long at all, did it?
Not a bad job for a bunch of amateurs. How are you doing, Lucy?
Fine. I just got this little corner here.
That's good. Uh-oh. You missed a little spot right here.
Oh? Oh, Ricky, you did a swell job on that woodwork.
Lucy!
What? Oh, Fred, I'm sorry. Oh, thank you, Lucy. That's the most hair he's had on his head for 30 years. Oh, I'm sorry, Fred.
Yeah, you know, actually, we did pretty good not getting a lot of paint all over us.
Most people would have had paint all over them.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll say. Oh, Lucy. Well, so I'm enthusiastic, but look at that paint job. Isn't that a dilly?
I'll say. But I was right.
What?
The furniture looks worse.
Well, we're getting to that now. That's the next thing, the upholstering.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Sure, we painted ourselves, didn't we?
Well, you did, anyway.
Now, you know what I meant. Go down in the apartment and get that material. It's on the desk.
Okay.
Let me at this stale old chair. I've been waiting for this.
Oh, no! I can't stand to look at this. It seems just like an old friend. Tell me, did it suffer much?
Oh, come on, now do something useful. Go open the window. The paint smells awful in here.
All right. I can't stand the smell of paint.
Hey, Fred, go get that electric fan we used last summer. That'll cure all this paint smell out.
All right.
Now don't plug it in here. It's still wet there.
Well, I'll get a longer cord and plug it in the kitchen. What's the matter with that?
Boy, he wasn't kidding about these feathers, was he?
Oh, Lucy, be awful careful. They're just murder to sweep up.
I know. I gotta put them all up here.
Can I have to get that out of there?
Yeah, you do that.
Okay.
Oh, ah, this tired old chair.
Am I glad to get this eyesore out of here?
Ah.
There.
We gotta get these tacks out of here, you know.
How do you do that?
With a screwdriver.
Oh, okay.
And you be careful, because we have to use them again.
All right.
There. This ought to work fine. Uh-oh, it must have caught on something.
This will do it all right, though.
Oh, million.
You made, you've ruined our whole apartment.
I have.
Yes,
you. This was your idea.
Now, what are you going to do about it?
Doesn't our furniture look wonderful in here?
Uh-huh.
It was kind of rough on you and Ricky having to pay for all this, but I'm glad the way it turned out.
So am I, in a way. You see, you got our old furniture, but I got to buy new furniture for our apartment.
And I get to hold a club meeting in my own wonderful, newly furnished apartment.
Yeah, my stuff came. You want to see it?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Okay. There it is. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, Lucy, isn't that wonderful?
I think it's dreamy.
Oh.
Oh, everything turned out just wonderful. Everything except...
Except what?
Well, I've been kind of afraid to ask you, but what happened to your mink stole?
We're sitting on it.
Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.
This is the CBS Television Network.